Welcome to Sounds from the Sanctuary, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, David Ball.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Sounds from the Sanctuary. This is a very special year here in 2022. We are celebrating a couple of very famous composers' anniversaries of their birth many, many years ago. So, earlier this year, we had a show just on the works of César Franck. It's been 200 years since Franck was born, and he's given us music that we still do to this day in church and concert halls for organ and orchestra and all sorts of things. So, his legacy has lived on for 200 years. Also, 150 years ago, in 1872, in a town called Down Ampney in the United Kingdom, Ralph Vaughan Williams was born. And Ralph Vaughan Williams, it's spelled Rolf, but he preferred it to be pronounced Ralph. Ralph Vaughan Williams was a British composer and wrote lots of church music that we still sing today, sort of like Franck, beautiful music, sort of associated with the church, but he also wrote things like symphonies and piano works and just really lovely writing in a totally different style from Franck and in a very English style. Really, he was really looking at what makes English music English music. And so we're going to listen to, in honor of his 150th anniversary, on this show, we're going to listen to some of my favorite things by Ralph Vaughan Williams, including some rarer things that you might not hear every day. So let's kick this off. During Ralph Vaughan Williams' lifetime, again, he was very interested in what it means to be British. And so he was involved in a hymn book project that's putting together a hymnal. And he wanted to include traditional melodies that, again, didn't sound like they were from Europe or anywhere else, but sounded specifically from the United Kingdom. So he harmonized one of my favorite hymn tunes, King's Fold, which is the text, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. So let's first hear this hymn sung, and then let's hear a good friend of mine, Michael Hay, is the organist at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And let's hear him sort of play around with this tune and then bring the St. Patrick's organ, use all the resources available in the wonderful Kilgan at St. Patrick's. And then let's also hear one more hymn in our sort of song section here. Sine Nomine, known for all the saints, is probably the most popular text. He also harmonized that with a nice running bass line. Every organist knows that before All Saints Day or anytime you see this program, you have to work up your pedal work because Ralph Vaughan Williams wrote this the accompaniment to this hymn, and it has a nice running pedal line and keeps your shoes and your feet busy. So, thanks for tuning in to Sounds from the Sanctuary. On this episode, we are celebrating 150 years in 2022 since Ralph Vaughan Williams, the great composer, since his birth in 1872.
Oh,
You're listening to Sounds from the Sanctuary on Relevant Radio.
Well, we just heard two of my favorite hymns. What they have in common is that they were both harmonized by Ralph Vaughan Williams, who was born in 1872, 150 years ago in this year, 2022. Ralph Vaughan Williams is one of my favorite composers and also one of Bishop Vann's favorite composers. Next up, let's, again, this whole show, we are listening to the music of Vaughan Williams. And obviously, Vaughan Williams was British and he wrote in the early 20th century. So obviously, in the British music scene, he was an organist. So he wrote one of the bishop's favorite organ pieces, Rosamidra, or Lovely. So let's listen to that now. This is played by Todd Wilson, Rosamidra, Lovely. We are celebrating 150 years of the music of Ralph Vaughan Williams. Well, I thought that was just lovely. Lovely is one of the alternate titles to the piece we just heard, which is an organ work called Rosamidra, played by Todd Wilson, one of Bishop Van's favorite pieces, and one of mine, and really one of the most beautiful pieces written for organ, just really an inspired work. On today's Sounds in the Sanctuary, we are celebrating 150 years since the great composer Ralph Vaughan Williams' birth in 1872 in the United Kingdom. Ralph Vaughan Williams is one of my favorite composers, and so now let's work. We've heard some hymns, we've heard some organ music, now let's hear some of his choral writing. The British have an incredible tradition of writing for choirs, and what's interesting about this tradition is it's really unbroken for centuries. Since their great cathedrals were built in the medieval times, the British have been singing choral music in them, and it's this unbroken line from any era of music. You can go into your history book, and you can go into the library, and you can find something written by an amazing British composer in English or Latin sometimes, especially during the Reformation times and during Queen Elizabeth, things were written in English and Latin. But anyway, so long after that is Ralph Vaughan Williams in the early 20th century here, born in 1872 and lived into the beginning of the 20th century. And one of his most famous works is O Taste and See, a simple but really beautiful work for chorus. So let's hear that. And then I'd like to hear some Christmas music by Vaughan Williams. Usually when you think of big choirs and Christmas, we think of carols. We think of big arrangements by carol arrangements by people like Mack Wilberg and John Rutter and Dancing Day. And you think of Benjamin Britten and you think of kids choirs. And when you really think big choirs too, usually there's lots of yearly events around Christmas where people or choirs sing the Handel's Messiah. What's interesting is that there are actually other Christmas oratorios. Handel's Messiah is an oratorio. It's a certain style of piece that has a sacred text and a big choir and lots of movements. Vaughan Williams wrote an oratorio specifically for Christmas called Hodier. And so let's listen to a couple movements from that amazing work, one of my favorite Christmas works. First, we're going to hear a little chorale called The Blessed Son. Then we're going to hear a little bit of a kids choir singing a little a sort of recit-like thing. It just moves the story right along here. Then let's hear the ending of this Vaughan Williams Hodier, which just has one of the most gorgeous texts. So here's the end of the Vaughan Williams Hodier. I'd like to read you the text, which is absolutely gorgeous. So it ends with a movement called Epilogue. Ring out, ye crystal spheres, once bless our human ears, if ye have power to touch our senses so, and let your silver chime move in melodious time, and let the bass of heaven's deep organ blow, and with your ninefold harmony make up full consort to the angelic symphony. Such music, as 'tis said, before was never made, but when of old the sons of morning sung, while the Creator great his constellations set, and the well-balanced world on hinges hung, and cast the dark foundations deep, and bid the weltering wave their oozy channel keep. Yea, truth and justice then will down return to men, orbed in a rainbow, and, like glories wearing, mercy will sit between, throned in celestial sheen, with radiant feet the tissued clouds down steering, and heaven, as at some festival, will open wide the gates of her high palace wall. Today we are celebrating 150 years of the music of Ralph Vaughan Williams. Here's movements from his Hodier.
Thank you.
Be sure to tell a friend about Sounds from the Sanctuary coming to you from the campus of Christ Cathedral in Southern California.
We lift your Lord, the Savior.
you're just joining us on this episode of Sounds from the Sanctuary, we are listening to music exclusively by Ralph Vaughan Williams, the British composer who was born 150 years ago in Down Ampney in 1872. And for all you organists out there, you might recognize Down Ampney, the town where Vaughan Williams was born, is also a great hymn tune. In any case, we've just been listening to some of Vaughan Williams' choral music, and let's continue. Let's hear a movement from Antiphon from Easter, which has a great tenor solo and a lovely kids choir part. And then let's hear a bit of Vaughan Williams that we've done right here at Christ Cathedral. This was a recording made, I think, during the pandemic, and it's called Let All the World and Every Corner Sing. And this was sung by six fabulous singers in our choir loft. And this was actually before the Hazelwright organ was put in. The Hazelwright organ was still under restoration. And so this is the mighty Walker organ heard in this recording. And I'm conducting and playing from the console. So hope you enjoy first Easter Antiphon, and then Let All the World and Every Corner Sing from right here in Christ Cathedral in our beautiful acoustics.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening to Sounds from the Sanctuary on Relevant Radio.
Thanks so much for joining us on this special episode of Sounds from the Sanctuary, where we are celebrating 150 years of Ralph Vaughan Williams, the great British composer. And we can't leave the music of Vaughan Williams this hour without listening to some orchestral music. And Vaughan Williams is just a distinguished British composer. He spent his whole life searching for what is British, what sounds British. So think about the English countryside compared to London, the countryside, the beautiful cliffs, the beautiful landscapes, and try to put yourself in that place. Also part of British history is its great choral music, as we mentioned earlier. So to close us out, we're going to hear Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme of Thomas Tallis. So this was Vaughan Williams again. He's writing in the 20th century, but he's looking back at a Renaissance composer, I would say one of the greatest British composers, one of the greatest composers of all time, Thomas Tallis. And Vaughan Williams writes this work for orchestra based on a theme of this great composer who he has such respect for, whose music he has tried to, again, bring forward through the centuries into the modern times. So we're going to hear first a psalm by Thomas Tallis, and then we're going to end the show with a wonderful orchestral work, Fantasia, on a theme of Tallis by Rafe Vaughan Williams. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our website, ChristCathedralMusic.org, for all the happenings here on campus. Again, this is David Ball. I am the cathedral organist and head of music ministry, and we have so many wonderful things going on. We're so blessed here in Southern California to have this gorgeous cathedral and this incredible organ, the Hazel Wright organ. Lots of events, lots of singing. Check us out on Sundays. Come and worship with us. Come be part of our choirs. Come listen to beautiful music right here on the campus of Christ Cathedral. Again, that website is ChristCathedralMusic.org. This is David Ball, your host, signing off from atop the Tower of Hope. 150 years. Happy birthday to Rafe Vaughan Williams.
Be sure to tell a friend about Sounds from the Sanctuary coming to you from the campus of Christ Cathedral in Southern California.